Are you seeking thrilling tales of adventure and superheroics? Do you crave the weekly drama of teenage hijinks and high school angst? Then don't miss the next issue of These Protean City Comics. This issue featuring...
Hi, I'm Rob. I will be playing The Delinquent. The name of my character is Benjamin Schultz. His hero name is Frequency.
Okay.
I am also a white man, white boy. I have laughing eyes, rebellious clothing, but not in the way that you think. I'll explain that in a minute. And I have no costume.
Okay.
My powers are gadgetry and hacking, but focusing on the hacking, not step on Sokotoa's toes of gadgetry. Different type of gadgetry and tricks. They're not tricks. They're illusions.
Okay.
Benjamin grew up. He grew up in Pequoy. He has been at the orphanage his entire life.
Okay.
The Lunar Lens is sort of the matron of that. He's always looked up to Lunar Lens. Unlike all of the other kids at the orphanage, he never seemed to have any powers when he was growing up.
Yeah.
And so being the normal kid among a bunch of non-humans put you at a bit of a disadvantage. He was made fun of a lot. He was called the freak when he was growing up. When he was around 14 years old, he got braces, including the giant headgear, which is terrible when your last name is Schultz.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. So it only got worse from there. But when he got the headgear, he started hearing radio signals.
Oh, okay.
And he thought it was terrible. He was really embarrassed. And the Lunar Lens took him aside and told him that those are actually probably his powers beginning to manifest now that he'd gotten older.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was very excited and he was going to show off to everyone at school. And they just thought it was the lamest superpower ever. And so they continued to call him the Freak. So that's why he named himself the Frequency.
The Frequency. Nice.
For fun, he sits on his own. He operates a ham radio station, FRK217.
Can we just appreciate how creative this is?
So
I love all of you.
So, so in terms of his rebellious clothing, he doesn't wear the uniform like everyone else at Pequoy wears. So that's the rebel. It's not like leathers or a leather jacket or anything like that. He just wears normal clothes, which sets him apart. He doesn't have a costume or anything.
Yeah.
His braces have since come off. He's 16 now.
Okay.
He's one of the older kids at the orphanage, and he likes just playing pranks on everyone who used to make fun of him. And his illusions are, you know, holograms and things like that that he can do. As far as gadgetry, he doesn't make his own things. He can hack into things and use things. All types of different frequencies, be it radio signals, electrical signals, you know, Wi-Fi bands, things like that.
Nice.
He's learned how to dial into those and interpret those. He has something so that if there's, you know, a binary, if it's a digital signal, he can still figure out what it is and things like that.
Nice. I like that.
Outside of the team, Lunar Lens thinks better of him than he does.
Okay.
He knows nothing about his parents.
Yeah.
He's not interested in finding anything out about his parents.
Okay.
But she kept him and protected him for so long. He doesn't know why.
Do they live in Protean City?
He has no idea.
Do they live in Protean City?
I have no interest in finding out.
Okay. We can tackle that later.
If we want to find out later, we can.
Yeah, no, we can play to find out later. Absolutely.
But he doesn't want to find out.
Okay.
No interest.
Sounds good.
I try to be a hero, or I guess I should say he tries to be a hero for now, to show that he is not a freak.
Okay.
And he likes being part of the team.
Yeah.
To prove that he is not a freak.
Okay. Cool.
Has he met the Dynamic Blitz?
I knew it.
I have. He's never met the Dynamic Blitz, but he's listened to every recording.
Yes.
Nice.
Big fan.
Big fan of the Blitz.
Yes. Would you like to know my delinquent moves?
I would love to.
Okay. I don't care what you think.
Okay.
So I reject people's influence. I am a troublemaker. So I don't mind helping the team through destructive, criminal, or rule-breaking actions.
Nice.
And are you watching closely?
Okay.
Because I like to mislead, deceive, or trick individuals.
Excellent.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you one of those people that freak is like a trigger word for you that that sends you off spiraling into weird directions, or is that still a sensitive subject for you?
Not a trigger word, but I don't like being called a freak.
Okay.
Okay.
So do it enough times and we'll see what happens.
I'm not saying that I will. I'm just asking for future.
I'm saying to the podcastiverse.
Okay. What year are you in? Do you go to school, I guess?
Yeah, I go to school. I'd say okay. I'm a junior.
Junior,
16?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, sounds good.
Going on 17.
Okay.
Very close to the age where the orphanage is going to kick me out.
Okay.
And that's all I've known.
Yeah, that is definitely a stressful time
for
kids that are in that kind of...
I have a question on what you do with your delinquency. Like, you delinquent causes trouble, right? What kind of trouble have you caused?
So I'm not quite delinquent in that sense of the, like, I'm using that playbook, but I'm not focusing on the delinquency sense of, it's more delinquent within the non-human community of growing up without expecting to have any powers, to steal something from pop culture. Imagine if Filch suddenly found out he did have powers.
He would be a jerk.
And he's just like picking on the kids now because they still don't think it's him.
Okay, I got you.
But, I thank you for that reference, Rob.
You're welcome.
So you are you mentally are able to interface with all the different frequencies and signals. You don't have technology that does it for you.
Correct.
Okay, I just wanted to be completely sure about
correct.
That.
Correct. No, I don't have a gadget that does it. I can myself.
Okay. Is there a... In the comic, what is the physical manifestation of that, if there is one?
Oh, very deep blues, wavy lines appearing around my character or whatever I'm interacting with. Like,
cool.
Think old 70s radio antenna broadcasting, that style.
Nice. I like it. All right, cool. Does anyone else have any questions for the frequency?
Just frequency.
Protean City Comics is a production of the Stop, Hack, and Roll podcast network. It is produced and edited by James Malloy. This issue was emceed by Brandon Leon Gambetta, who can be found on Twitter at Dr. Captain Cobalt. Frequency is played by Rob Harvey, who can be found on Twitter at rharvey1211. The introduction was voiced by Peter DeGilio. All music was composed by Jim Malloy. Masks, A New Generation, is a game by Brendan Conway and published by Magpie Games. This podcast is created thanks to the financial support of backers at patreon.com/stophackandroll. Join us at our Discord at discord.stophackandroll.com or follow us on Twitter at Protean City. Subscribe to Protean City Comics on iTunes or wherever podcasts are found. Join us next Wednesday to find out what thrilling adventures lie ahead.